This is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. The Reverend Al Sharpton delivered an emotional speech at yesterday's funeral service for Rosa Parks.
It's easy to remember activists after they're gone. It's worse to be called on to be active and walk and work with them while they're still here.
Sharpton and others used the occasion not only to salute Mrs. Parks, but also to use it as a call to action. Reverend Sharpton joins us now.
Thank you, Ed. Glad to be with you.
Reverend, it seemed to me yesterday that not only did you want to pay tribute to Rosa Parks, but you wanted to tell everyone who within earshot that paying tribute to her and saluting her just that day would be a huge mistake.
I think it would mock her memory. We must remember that Rosa Parks is in history because she actively pursued social justice and never stopped challenging us and never stopped challenging the issues of injustice. And I think she would have absolutely been dishonored and displeased if she felt that all we did was make great memorials to her and not challenge people to do what she did.
It seemed to me, too, Reverend, I don't want to put words in your mouth, that without calling out any names, you admonished many that were seated in the church, some of whom are, quote-unquote, leadership, to do more.
Yes, I don't want to get into name-calling because I certainly don't want the story to be I attacked a person. But I certainly felt that there were those sitting there, some in the political leadership of this country, in the Democratic Party, that had voted for the war, that had dragged their feet on affirmative action, and some even in the civil rights and activist community that make great ceremonial rhetorical appearances but have not been on the front lines of racial profiling, of discrimination, of any number of issues. And I think that what I wanted to bring home was the difference between Rosa Parks and even some that joined us mourning is she's not in history for making a great speech or showing up at a great occasion. She made change happen on the ground. She was there at great risk. And people that want to stand up and give orations in her memory ought to challenge themselves to duplicate or emulate her actions.
Reverend, so many people are suggesting, particularly lay people, that they saw this as a catalyst, if you will, that will kickstart them in their involvement in the movement or in one way, shape, or form in forwarding either themselves or the community as a whole. I know you hope that to be the case. Do you expect that to be the case?
You know, I really do, Ed, because I think the combination of things have happened. With the aftermath of Katrina, when it's so graphically brought to everyone how the government neglected that part of the country, and basically because they were working class people, poor people, and black people. And then now the death of Rosa Parks, who started it all in the 50s and sparked a movement that literally changed the legal premise of segregation in this country. I think that combination has people at a different point than I've seen them in a long time. And I hope people will not just go through a week or two of feeling guilty or inspired, but that they really say, you know what, I need to really do something about this because I see where the government dragged its feet and I see where this woman used her body. And that's why I said in my speech, we need to make a Rosa resolution and resolve every one of us in our personal lives, this is what I'm going to do to further the cause of justice.
And talk to me before we let you go, Reverend, about your Rosa resolution, not just on the personal side, but what you hope to do, as you have often, in terms of moving an issue nationally.
I think that we've got to, again, move the issues of poverty and health care and the continued issues of racial bias front and center again. One of the things that Rosa Parks and Dr. King and others did two generations ago that we have not done consistently, we've been able to do it sporadically, but not consistently in this generation, is keep those issues front and center. Because once you expose a problem and keep it there, it forces those in power to solve the problem. one of the reasons they're able to get away without having such disparities in health care and education and in the economic arrangements of most families is they've been able to keep it out of the public eye, keep it from being center stage. Part of an activist job is to first expose the problems and force solutions because you will not let the problem go away. Rosa Parks never wrote one piece of legislation. She never wrote one legal brief. She knew how to dramatize and keep the issues out there so that those that do that was forced to do it around the issues she cared about.
All right. The Reverend Al Sharpton, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.